Hello, this is the Living Well with PMDD podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Bradford, certified life coach, mom of five, and PMDD survivor. Happy to have you here. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered health advice. Hi there, friends. I'm looking forward to sharing with you why my February was so rough, especially in terms of PMDD, and then how to deal with tough times. I'm going to throw some of that in there. As a reminder, sign up for the Love and Support call. I'd love to get to know you a little better. And yeah, there's that. Okay, so February, why was it so rough for me this time? I'm just going to kind of lay out a few things and then go into them a little bit more. But my symptoms hit when they were not expected early in the month. My period arrived 4 days early at the beginning of the month. My symptoms hit again in the middle of the month. And then I got a sinus infection close to the end of the month. On top of that, two of my kids had birthdays. And so, you know, just trying to manage that. And I had a really bad night's sleep one night as well in there. I do want to say there was a lot of good things about February also. But in terms of PMDD, I think it was probably the hardest month I've had in the last year or two in terms of dealing with my symptoms. So let's get into this a little bit more specifically. The timeline that I was expecting my February to be was I was expecting my period on the 7th. So end of January, I would start my fluoxetine 10 days before February 7th. But I noticed myself getting irritable previous to that. And what I wrote in my notes app in my phone is this. I'm just going to read it to you. Early onset of symptoms. Pretty sure going to lunch and a movie with book club friends and the rest of the day with my two other friends threw off my cycle. In a previous episode, I talked about when your cycle gets thrown off, and I may have even spoken specifically about this happening this time because book club was at the beginning of February before I had recorded that podcast. But anyway, that's all I wrote down specifically. But I do remember when my period arrived, which was on the 3rd, I was so surprised and I was a little bit relieved, like, oh, that's what was going on the past few days where I just was not able to be logical very easily. There was some relief that I'd been having my PMDD symptoms, that they'd been active. Okay, so then, you know, had my period. 3 days after my period ended, I started feeling really terrible again. Not physically, but irritation. And I'm going to read you this entry that I wrote in my notes app that day. And it's super long, so hopefully it's not too boring. But this I wrote on February 10th. I think I'm experiencing a flare-up of PMDD due to Lily starting her period starting soon. I had cramps yesterday when I was with her on the drive to school. Then they went away during the day. They came again as we drove to oboe lessons together. I was super fatigued most of yesterday and especially tired by 10 p.m. I went to bed while Trent was still doing his motorcycle stuff. I had cramps this morning. I was annoyed and argued my position long and hard with Trent this morning about the chiropractic option I'd like to do. Afterward, I cried, I felt guilty, wished I wasn't the way I am with spending. I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to open my eyes.
I lamented that we have so many problems that we can't even talk to each other about everything because there's so much. I told him I keep kids' issues from him and try to solve them myself so he doesn't have to deal with them. I lamented that he doesn't have someone more logical to discuss things with. I did get up. I did the exercise bike for 45 minutes. I just took a shower too. What to do now is the question. I don't want to go or do anything. It seems like there is nothing but work for me outside of my room. I just want to stay here. How do I recover now that I'm here? I do feel a little better recognizing this as a flare-up. Anyhow, so as you can see, I mean, maybe you can't see this, but I can see it as I look back on it. And even while I was going through it, I knew that it wasn't all true in the sense that all of these things mattered as much as it felt like they mattered. And I was just experiencing PMDD symptoms. I was depressed. I was feeling hopeless. I was also wanting to, you know, pay money for solutions. And I wanted my husband to think that's a great idea. I just was in it. Now, so about a week after this, when I was telling Trent, I think I had a flare-up because Lily was in her active PMDD symptoms time. You know, it was her 7 to 10 days before she starts her period. I think it somehow gave me a flare-up. And he said, I think that's the worst it's been in the last few years. And I thought about it and I was like, I think you're right. Me not wanting to get out of bed, not wanting to open my eyes, like just crying and having all of these thoughts just swirling and not feeling like I can get away from them to the point that I got a headache. You know, that's something that used to happen to me more than it does now. Anyway. It was terrible. It was awful. I hated going through it. And I'm sorry for each of you, for every time that you have to go through it. It is awful. That was just 3 days after I ended my period. So it was in the time period that normally I have smooth sailing for about 2 weeks after I start my period, a week and a half after I end my period type thing. So I was like, what the heck is this? And I think that's one of the things that really is hard to deal with when it just hits at a time that we don't expect. I just encourage you, when it does hit, when you can recognize, I think I'm being irrational more than normal. I think I'm overreacting to, you know, XYZ, whatever it is. I think I'm feeling really yucky more than is usual. Could this be PMDD symptoms? And for me, at least, recognizing it for what it was, which I know that I don't think the medical community really says this is a thing or that this happens. No one's ever told me it can happen because my daughter's experiencing her symptoms. But recognizing it for that, that it might be that, helped me calm down. And I just really thought, okay, if I can just get up and get a shower, I think that will at least help. And I really think it did. Obviously, this is a time that a year ago when I wasn't using fluoxetine and I didn't have the supplements yet, but I recognized I needed help, it would have been a day that I would have asked Trent, hey, can I just sleep for a few hours? Can you handle things? So I got through it and it did not last, you know, the 7 days because it wasn't in reaction of my own hormones. It was in reaction of my daughter's hormones. So for me, it was like a day. And then I don't even remember things after that except for just feeling yucky, feeling bad that I've been so argumentative. Okay, so moving on, another thing that made it rough that I mentioned before was a sinus infection. I woke up, went to church, everything was fine. I got home and I recognized, ooh, I'm starting to lose my voice. Oh my goodness, I feel so tired. And I sat down on the couch and I didn't feel unwell in my body, but my head, like, I just felt like I needed to close my eyes. And so I leaned over. I think I took a nap on the couch. At least I was going to. I don't remember if I actually did. And then at some point, hours later, you know, maybe it was after dinner, I went to sit on the couch again and I got out my computer, I think, to upload my podcast for the week. And I just had this realization, holy cow, this is how I feel when I have a sinus infection at the onset. And I was like, holy cow, okay, well, let's do something about it. So I went and I took Sudafed and my head kind of cleared. I was fine for the rest of the evening. And then the next morning, I did Sudafed again to help. Now, I was aware my PMDD symptoms were going to start. I looked up, can I take Sudafed and fluoxetine? Like, what are the reactions? Is it okay? As you probably all do the same thing. And it did, the internet, various wisdom from various websites recommended not doing it at the same time. Not Sudafed, not Sudafed PE. And I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? Am I going to do the fluoxetine or am I going to do the Sudafed? I knew from past experience the Sudafed had really helped when I'd had a sinus infection, and it had made it so I didn't have to go to the doctor and get antibiotics and things. So I made the decision that I would continue with the Sudafed and not take my fluoxetine for the days that I normally would, as long as the sinus infection was around. I knew that I was going to have to deal with not having the effects of the fluoxetine. I knew that it was going to be a little bit of a struggle, but at least I knew I was choosing that from the onset. Some things that happened because I didn't have the effects of the fluoxetine in my system, I struggled with tons of thought ideas. I say struggle because I'd want to do this and I'd want to do this and, oh, this is a great idea. Oh, I should use the next hour to do this. And wait, no, that's not a good idea. I should actually do this. Or that's what I mean by struggle with thought ideas. And one of the days that I was going through this, I stopped myself and I said, since I'm in my PMDD active symptom time, is there anything that's different today because of that? Because I wasn't recognizing that I was feeling any different. I was actually sitting in car line to pick up my kids from school when I thought this. And so I turned off the music or audiobook, whatever I had on. I just thought for a minute. And what came up for me was thoughts. You have decided to do like three things that, you know, a couple days ago you weren't going to do. I took that in. I kind of absorbed that within myself. And I was like, yeah. And if I wasn't having these active PMDD symptoms, would I make the same choice? Would I still choose to take on those three things? And I was like, no, I wouldn't. They are great ideas, but I have enough that I'm already doing. I wouldn't even mess with them. I'd just leave them alone. And I can't even remember now what the ideas were, I do remember that night telling Trent, hey, I recognized that I was having a bunch of these thoughts and decisions. I'm going to do these things because of my symptoms being active. And I can see that this one was a really bad idea. It had to do with finances or the house we're going to sell, something along those lines. He just praised me for recognizing it and analyzing it from a different perspective of, would I want to do that? He's great that way. So along with the sinus infection, you know, I had some headache to deal with and some extra tiredness, that sort of thing. Also, within this week, one night I slept really poorly and I didn't even recognize it until my husband said, man, what was wrong last night? Are you okay? You were tossing. Well, he didn't say tossing and turning. He just said it was like you were having a nightmare so much of the time. And I'd kind of try to wake you up, but not too much that it would really wake you up. And I told him, I don't know, but I can feel that I didn't sleep very well. And then he offered to take our oldest to early morning seminary and let me just sleep for an extra 45 minutes before I needed to wake up the other kids. And that was wonderful. Some things that helped during this time, one was keeping commitments. I have a tendency to, when my PMDD symptoms get active, to just kind of throw everything out the window. It's okay. Oh yeah, we don't have to do that. And I get new ideas, right? But I kept my commitments and I didn't have a lot outside of the house. But to name a few, I wanted to make a birthday cake for my son's birthday. He was turning 12. And after we dropped off the kids at school, came home, I went straight to doing that. And I did that. And my daughter, she turned 16 just 2 days after he turned 12. And I made her cake. And that's something that sometimes I'd be like, I just can't do it. I'm not feeling good enough. Also, instead of decorating my son's cake, I asked my daughter, who they both play a video game called Stardew Valley. I asked her, hey, can you decorate it with something from the game? Which took that off my own plate. I didn't add more things. You know, I had tons of ideas. I didn't do any of them. I didn't act on my whims, like wanting to take the kids to the park or wanting to take them to the Focus on the Family play area or various things. I didn't entertain my thoughts about all that I wasn't doing. Those thoughts come, they would come like, oh, you're not doing this and you're not doing that and you should. And I could let them come and just let them go. Of course, they still affect you a little bit. I'm not saying we're not a robot, but they didn't stick for long periods of time and really caused me a lot of suffering. I did quick research. My research I did with Sudafed with fluoxetine was maybe 5 minutes. I kept it quick. And then I made a decision rather quickly, embraced myself for not having the effects of fluoxetine in my system. I also apologized, which helps because I recognize that I'm not at my best. And then I would apologize for it. Resting helped when Trent let me sleep in. I also took a nap on a subsequent day. I also just knew I needed a bath. I needed the steam to clear out my nasal cavity and stuff for my congestion. And I didn't have dinner ready and I didn't have something planned, but I put myself first. I told the kids, I'm going to just go take a bath. I'll be out in an hour. And I did that and it really helped to relax, as well as helping with the congestion. earlier in the day, I had exercised, which I try to still do my exercise. That's kind of a commitment to myself that I try to keep, even when my symptoms are active. And I do think it helps. And then last night, as Trent and I were watching a show, got up to kind of clear the table or do something, totally felt like I was going to throw up. I was like, this is so weird. Like, why do I feel like I'm, why am I all nauseous? And told him, I think I need to eat something. And so we had ice cream. And then I felt a little bit better. And as we're watching the show, I just felt like my whole head like cleared, like my sinus infection was gone. I was like, this is weird. Like, how can that just happen that fast? And my headache that I had been having just went away. It's like, that is so strange. Went to the bathroom and surprise, surprise, I'd started my period. And I was relieved. I hadn't been keeping as close of an eye on when I was going to be starting as I often do. Well, I guess I should say I just wasn't expecting it for another 2 days. So it was a relief. And when I told my husband that I'd started my period, he was like, you knew you would, right? And I was like, I mean, yes, I did. I just felt like it might never come. And it's so strange. We go through this cycle, and yet that's still the thought that it might never come and that I was going to have to live with these difficult circumstances of thoughts just flooding my mind and not feeling good about myself and, you know, physical struggles too. Anyhow, that's what I have for you. Give yourself grace when you're having those hard times, when your symptoms do sneak up on you. And I hope you have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to the Living Well with PMDD podcast. If this episode was insightful, please add a 5-star review and tell a friend about the podcast. Until next time, keep hoping, keep loving, and remember that you are not alone.